With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
Benedict Cumberbatch hosted Saturday Night Live for the second time this weekend, and he had a pretty good opener.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be back hosting Saturday Night Live. It's been a really fun, great week. And I've got to be honest, though, because most of the sketch writers this week, they pitch me sketches every day, and most were about Doctor Strange. It's great. I love the guy. I love playing the character. The film's doing really well. But I have been in other films, and no one said to me, like, what? And I said, well, The Power of the Dog, for example. And he said, nobody saw it. I said, come on, man, I was nominated for an Oscar for that. I did look at it. I mean, I didn't win. I was beat by Will Smith. Not physically.
Oh,
there excellent.
You go.
So looks very tanned. I wonder if he's on his holidays.
I think he wears a lot of the old. He's on the beds, is he? Or is he?
He's on the beds, or is it fake tan Thursday?
A very cool thing. So there was a fan in the streets in, I think it was New York, when he must have been rehearsing for that. And there was a woman getting her stuff signed.
Okay.
And he noticed that the photographers were pushing her against some kind of barrier.
Okay.
And he just stops and steps back and goes, back up, back up, back up, back up now, back up.
Whoa.
And then they all back up, and she's sitting, he goes, no, not you, darling.
Not you, darling.
It's not you, darling. It's those people I'm telling to back up. They're ones, and they start saying apologies. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the person you're crushing against the thing here.
Wow.
It was very cool.
Could everyone calm down?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's fair enough. Sean Bean was King of the BAFTAs last night because he scooped the Best Actor prize for his role in Time.
Time did very well. About the prison.
And Big Zoo was also a double winner.
And Jodie Comer. Won like her second BAFTA, right? So she's been nominated nearly every year for the last 6 years.
Well, it's about time then, isn't it?
No, she won. She won for a thing before.
Killing Eve.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Shruti Gatwa. That is the name you need to remember, because Shruti Gatwa is, and I had to go and check this pronunciation because I didn't watch Sex Education. So Shruti Gatwa is the new Doctor Who.
Yes, he was in Sex Education, of course. So it's the first time a black performer will play the lead. He's only 29, and he was born in Scotland.
So I'm not familiar with his work, but apparently he is a really brilliant actor. Loads of stuff under his belt, like highly praised. Some Whoers, they're Doctor Who fans. They're Doctor Who fans. They're a bit upset that he's too young.
What was Jodie? Yeah. Sorry, he was born in Rwanda, but he's lived in Scotland for most of his life.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't know how old she was.
Is there a rule?
No, there's no rule, because the doctor can change. He can be from any time. He can be an owl lad, he can be a young fella, he can be a woman, he can be anything.
Still haven't met anybody that watches it. I don't know these people.
I don't know anybody who watches it either, but apparently it's huge.
Yeah, oh, no, it must be, because like, it's literally two...
Big news.
Yeah, two stories in, there it is.
So remember the name, you're going to have to remember that. And Shruti Gatwa is the correct pronunciation.
Shruti Gatwa, okay.
Shruti.
Right.
Silent Den.
That is a little bit of Dish the Dirt just for now. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. Welcome to Monday.
Hey.
kind of half a lights on morning, whatever the hell's going on. It was grand last week.
Yeah, it's a bit dark.
I was able to share in the nip. How else do you share?
Everyone shares in the nip, don't they?
I know, but without the lights on, I call that in the nip too. I don't know why.
Without the lights on?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You just, that's a bit of a knobby party, was it?
No. What?
A knobby party.
Just share with the lights on.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being green.
So I have this pump that makes a lot of noise, right? So yeah. I have it turned off.
Right. So you're getting no water then?
Well, I get water, but it's a dribble. So when I
so you turn it off all the time.
I have it off in the mornings. So when I have my shower in the mornings, so I don't wake up the family.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but I love them and I don't want them to wake up. Why should they all be awake?
Why should pumps be so bloody loud?
It's just
like, that's ridiculous.
So I have that turned off at the switch, and then I get a trickle. It's enough. It's not too bad.
I know, like, but like, you want that jet?
Oh yeah, man. So when I then, but if I'm showering like that, I'm saving. I've been saving the planet for way before it's become.
Oh, you're basically David Attenborough part two.
Here we go. So you two are in Ukraine, right? So front page of the. So here's the puns. The headline puns. You tell me which is the best of these three. Pride in the name of Kyiv.
No, that's ridiculous.
Front page. That's the star.
That's rubbish.
Mirror. Battle and home.
That's better.
And son, all that you can't Kyiv behind. I think that's the winner, isn't it?
That's the winner, because even the battle one is a little bit crass.
Yes, it is. So there they go. So you two are there.
So were they asked there?
They were invited.
By whom?
So look, there's a lot of people who just get very upset whenever they see you two do anything. And the amount of people who've made the same joke. Do you remember when... they found water on Mars and everyone took a picture of a glass of water on
the
Mars bar.
Yes, on a Mars bar,
and they
yeah.
thought they were the first person to do that.
Although I'd say the sales of Mars bars were way up that day.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone thinks that they're the first person to go, have those poor people not been through enough? That's yeah. the general comment that's come through. Why don't they do concerts for Irish people? That's another one. Anyway, so look, there. That's front page today.
Okay.
They were invited. They did a little gig, and there was a Ukrainian soldier who was a singer as well, and he joined them for a sing song.
Okay. Well, look, I don't know.
The BAFTAs.
People are a bit snobby about the fact that Anton Deck got a BAFTA again.
Why?
I don't know. Somebody has Anton Deck again. Seriously? Question mark.
Who said that?
They haven't put their name to it, Jim. Some anonymous journalist.
Oh. Right, entertainment program and Saturday Night Takeaway. I think it's one of the best things
on
telly.
It's a good show.
Do you know what's great? The 1% Club.
What's that now?
It's Lee Mack's new quiz show, game show thing.
Okay.
It's very good.
Kate Winslet has gone unrewarded for Mayor of Easttown, which people are not too happy about. Fair enough, because that is meant to be very good.
Sean Bean won Best Actor for Time. Jodie Comer won her second one for Help. Kathy Tyson also won for Help as Supporting Actress.
Jamie Demetrio of Stathlet's Flats beat Steve Coogan as Aha Alan Partridge.
Did you go and see the Alan Partridge show?
I did not. My sister did.
I didn't hear good things. I heard about people walking out and everything.
Oh. Might be a bit too much, just him for 2 hours or whatever, as that character.
Anyway. The Chase won Best Daytime.
Oh, good. That's good.
And hats off to our own Alison O'Reilly, who was involved in the specialist factual, The Missing Children, which was on ITV, and she was involved in that. So she's here as a newsreader. She's also a journalist, and she was part of the team on that. So
she certainly was.
She's won herself a TV BAFTA.
Congratulations, Alison, and the team involved.
Yeah, incredible stuff.
Yep. We don't work with any other BAFTA winners, as far as I know. It's just her.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
And... he has said, here he is now, here he is, giving out. You love Klopp and you want us to flop. Who said that?
You love Klopp and you want us to flop. Somebody who supports Man United?
Pep Guardiola.
Oh.
He says he's claimed the whole world is against Manchester City and that everyone wants Liverpool to win the Premier League title at their expense. Yeah, I go along with that.
They're the more likeable team, he's the more likeable manager.
City returned to the top with a 5-goal demolition of Newcastle yesterday. But boss,
we're not talking about Spurs.
So, no, well, the Spurs won all, yeah.
Sorry?
Won all.
Yeah.
Why won't you talk about Spurs?
Well, it's just...
the way they played, is it?
No, it's just a bit embarrassing.
Embarrassing for who? To hold Liverpool to 1-1.
No, for Liverpool.
It's a miracle.
For Liverpool.
Oh, embarrassing. No, no. They show up on the day.
Very late for a Saturday game, wasn't it? Very late.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Pep said, everyone hopes Liverpool... This sounds like... If you do this in a whinge, right?
Yes, like it does sound like it's whinging, in fairness.
If you did this like an eight-year-old, right? Everyone hopes Liverpool win the title, and they only won one in 30 years, but it's no problem. I don't care. Yeah, you do, Pep. Yes, you do.
Sounds like you do, pal.
Anyway, it's looking like they're back on course. And there's a punter in the papers today, and he's on to win $100,000 if Liverpool do the quad, if they win all four.
$100,000.
He'll win. He's a bet on with the bookies. He put it on ages ago that he'll win £100,000. Now it's looking a bit dicey.
But $100,000 to give you a Monday morning kick up the arse. All right, $100,000, lovely. Okay, that's how the world is looking. The strange world we live in. Clean your room. Yeah. I will. Yeah.
Yeah. I will, yeah. That's really passive aggressive, isn't it? Yeah, I will, yeah. Yeah, so I will, yeah.
There
yeah.
is more talk.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
I saw the girl yesterday who tucks her hair behind her ear, Siobhan Ryan, an excellent meteorologist, an actual meteorologist as well. Not one of these people who just comes in and goes, there's a bit of sun there. And I don't know, there was...
What do you mean? Are you having a go at me there?
No, I'm not having a go at you, no.
I'm not a meteorologist, but I do the weather.
I know.
You don't mean to tuck my hair behind my ear?
No, but you could.
I couldn't, because it's short at the sides.
Well, it's short. Yeah, but you could grow it. You could grow it out.
Okay, yeah.
But it says here in front of me, and I'm gonna go with this, a 5-day heat wave is on the way. And it could be in some parts. I mean, I'd say you need to be in Wexford now, 26 degrees.
It was 20 degrees yesterday where I was.
Yeah, it was very warm yesterday. It was absolutely gorgeous.
It was gorgeous.
I walked a mountain in a T-shirt.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's how warm it was. Crewa. I don't know if you'd really call it. Would people in Mount Everest... With people in Carrantool,
it's more of a hill.
Would they call it a mountain? Well, it is a mountain, but it's
I don't think it is.
There's a little frog area. They've done some great work up there. So if you haven't been to Crewa in years and years, or maybe you've never been to Crewa and you're looking for something to do one of the days, it's not the Hellfire Club. It's over the other side, and they've made a little kind of a walkway through halfway up the forest, and you can sit on a bench and take in the entire view of Dublin. And it's only then you realise how small Dublin is. Because you see the chimneys and you see the Phoenix Park edge. And if you were to say to someone who came down from Mars, you'd go, that's essentially Dublin city centre right there. Look how small it is.
It is small, yeah. It's a village. It's a beautiful place.
They have a little area for frog spawn. They're trying to grow that at the moment. The
frogs are in trouble because it hasn't rained this year at all.
I did hear that, yeah. Someone said, there's a water shortage. It hasn't rained since Christmas. I was like, what?
All the
rained
places
much,
where,
maybe.
Where I was in a forest myself yesterday.
Oh, were you in the
I was
forest
talking
yourself?
To a lovely lady. And the lovely lady said that the frogs, because I was looking in this puddle looking for some tadpoles.
I don't think they're there yet.
Well, this is the thing she said. I don't think they're going to be here because this was much bigger last year. This only arrived. There's no rain.
Oh.
So I'm glad they're looking after the frogs.
But this is trickling down from the water. Would you drink the mountain water or would you be afraid of
it? Oh, yeah, I'd drink the mountain water.
Would you?
Sleep there in the nip.
Oh, I didn't really ask you that now. I just meant
mountain man. You can have your shower in the nip. I'll sleep up in the woods on the nip.
So there's a little sign that says, please keep paws and feet and anything else out of this area. They have like a little cotton thing.
Oh yeah, keep a dog on the lead. Yeah, I saw that sign as well. Nobody was doing that.
Well, anyway, they're trying to grow tadpoles and then maybe little frogs.
That's how it works.
That's how the chain will work, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should try it if you haven't. And I saw a lot of those little wigwam things that people are making in the mountains that nobody knows how they get there.
Oh, just the sticks thing, is it?
The sticks thing,
yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But like just all that green around you, all those trees around you, the crackling of the wood, it's good for your head.
Well, that's because the energy from nature. You should get into nature. Everyone says that. Get out into nature. It's very good for you. Recharges you, Nobby.
Well, if you're...
Take your shoes and socks off, Nobby.
You couldn't do that. It's loads of gravel. And
oh yeah, take your shoes and socks off and get on the grass for 10 minutes.
We're not at a retreat here. No.
I'm telling you, this is our colleague Terence will tell you the same thing.
Mind him.
He's a very wise man.
He is. Yeah.
He's like a Yoda, and if you put stand on grass in your bare feet, yeah, it earths you.
Right.
Trust me.
This would be wet. It's the mountains though, so this grass would be damp.
Get your feet wet, Nobby. Don't be afraid.
Chances are someone's had a whiz behind a tree.
Yes.
Where you're standing in.
Yes.
Okay.
Get your feet wet, drink the water, run around in the nip.
No, I genuinely would. I would like to know, I don't mean when the water's sitting in the brown, mucky areas, but when it's trickling out of somewhere and it just looks so white and clear at the same time.
Yeah.
Can you drink that? I'd like to know. Or has it seeped through bodies?
Well,
and
yeah,
dinosaur bones.
No, you could, I'm sure you could drink it. That'd be fresh water. That's like, you know, there'd be stuff in it now. It wouldn't be the cleanest.
If you're going up that place, sit on that little bench in the area they've made and come back and tell me it's not the best thing you've ever looked at for free.
Whoa, now, you don't get into a conversation with me about the best thing you've ever looked at for free.
Because this, like,
you're
this
not gonna
is,
win.
You'll see every, you can see beyond, like, out to Kildare, but all of Dublin.
Wow.
Best thing you've seen for free.
Well, text us in the best thing you've ever
what
seen
for free.
What is
the best free? Thing you've free, though, yeah. Did you go to a free gig? Did you, I don't know, what else did you see?
You mean nature-wise, is it?
Yeah, or did you get, like, a code to see Batman before I came out for free? What's the best thing you've seen for free? It's a lovely view, though.
Yeah. So you've gone from a bench that can you can see Dublin and it's beautiful and come back to me and, or a code to see Batman.
No, I'm just saying the best thing you've seen for free.
Yeah.
I don't mean like...
Well,
here, look, let me just...
Some broadcastable.
For context.
Mm-hmm. He's going to show him just for the listeners.
I know it's the radio,
just
I know.
For the listeners, he's showing me his phone.
Look how wide that is.
There's a picture. There's like, blue sky and there's lovely, lovely nature, yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
But like down there is
that's
all,
Dublin,
all
yeah,
of Dublin.
That's the view, yeah. The vista's very good.
The only thing that'll annoy you is the incinerator. Apart from that, it'll be lovely.
Do you ever get to work, listeners, and you ask somebody, do you have a good weekend? And then the next thing they have the phone out. That's what's happening here.
Just proven.
Save me.
Okay. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. We're going to play Instagram in a little while. It, as always, is worth 1,000 euro. So if you did go a bit too hard at the weekend, maybe you didn't do things for free. Yeah?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We could sort it
good
out
man,
for you.
Good man.
Vegas is going to happen again, by the way. It's going to be bigger and better, more expensive production, although I thought it was pretty expensive last time. Isn't that why they had a row?
Oh, so she had a pond, didn't she?
Well, I think it's more of a... Yeah.
She had a pond. She had a frog's pond in there.
A large volume of water was included in the show. And, yeah, she does want to make it right and sort it out.
Well, she should, because a lot of people had booked rooms and everything and they got disappointed. Most performers wouldn't let their fans down like that over technical stuff. They just go and do the gig, keep all the rowing behind the scenes, do the gigs, and then come back and do the gigs the way they wanted them.
Save it for later.
Time. Yeah, so.
On my bench that I was talking about, where you can view all of Dublin for free. Morning, boys. I got to be one of 1,000 people at a Killers gig for free. By far the greatest thing I saw for free.
How did you see them for free?
Incredible night.
1,000 people, that's a small gig.
Fiona Marie Ryan. It is, isn't it? Thousands
of
How
Killers. How did you manage that, Fiona?
How did you sneak in there? William went down to Trebolgan. There's more to the story, though. down by the beach where there's no light. That's called light pollution. Perfectly placed bench, looking over a cliff and the ocean, the sky, the shooting stars, the distant nebula. He said it was a beautiful sight for free, says William.
Okay. Okay. Nobby's got all spiritual now. He's sat on a bench and he took in a bit of nature.
Breathe it in, man.
Breathe it in.
The other thing that you need to know about this morning is Elon Musk a few hours ago tweeted, if I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you.
Yes.
What's he on about? Like, what's...
Well, he's a bit of a... I know he's a nerd, but he's a bit of a messer. And he can be quite funny, some of the things he says. I don't know, but presume that, you know, he's ruffled so many feathers... He's just covering himself now.
One of the most liked responses was, well, you can't buy time, Elon. You will die like everyone and go to your Lord. Life on this planet is way too short. It got a lot of likes.
Yeah, what is he at? I wonder, like, so you never know whether he's deadly serious or just having a laugh.
Is he feeling through? No, that's definitely true. But is there something on his mind here? What's like?
So I watched the famous Joe Rogan interview with him, where they were both smoking things they shouldn't be smoking.
Sounds like you've been smoking, all right, yeah.
And they were having a couple of fizzy drinks and stuff. So and he was kind of getting a bit loose, you know. So Rogan asked him, "Come on, you're a billionaire. So what's the most James Bond thing you have?" Because like he's building spacecraft and he's doing all these things. He must have some unusual stuff. And he goes, yeah, I do. And he said, tell us what you have. And he said, I have this apartment. He's a weird accent, isn't he? He's a bit like...
A bit strange,
Louis, what's his face?
Liam Payne.
Liam Payne. He has an apartment that the roof of it opens up.
Oh, my.
Electronically.
Right.
And a chopper can fly in and out through the roof.
That's nice, but I'd expect that.
Yes, well, that's... But the, then
has he got a
Joe
laser?
Joe Rogan was going, that's so cool, that's so cool.
Yeah, but it's just a helipad.
Yeah.
The Mason's roof.
No, it's not a helipad. It flies into the building.
Oh, like... Okay, right.
To land on top of it.
That is a bit different.
The roof opens up and the helicopter flies out of it. Like you'd see... It sounds like an Action Man toy thing.
You can get a Black Hawk into his Gaflek.
Yeah. Right. Which is very cool. And he has... I think he purchased somebody's apartment. Somebody very famous... a Hollywood actor or something. Their house is exactly the way they had it when they lived there. Like, we're talking like a black and white movie star from years and years ago. And he owns that, and sometimes he stays there
and pretends he's that person.
We won't touch it because he wants it to be the same.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's like a museum to this guy. So he has some fairly cool stuff. I presume he has islands and a lair. I'd imagine he's like a James Bond villain.
He's
isn't he?
More Bond villain than Bond. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, definitely.
I'd say
I think that's what makes people so nervous.
Stroking a cat. Let's buy Twitter, Mr. Bond.
Stroking a cat with lots and lots of money and a very powerful, robot. Anyway, that's what he tweeted a few hours ago while we were all sleeping.
So, lots of winners. Anton Deck, Jodie Comer, Sean Bean, they were the big winners. And here is Jodie Comer winning Best Actress for Help from Channel 4.
I want to thank Jack Thorne for his integrity and his passion. That is so infectious. He's completely changed my view and my priorities and my passion in regards to the work that I want to continue to do going forward. I very embarrassingly slid into his DMs when I was on Twitter a couple of years ago and told them that I wanted to work with him. And little did I know that Stephen had also cornered him at an event and asked them to write something for the both of us. But, I mean, never in our wildest dreams did we think it would be something like Help. Thank you, Stephen Graham, who I'm going to thank for the rest of my life. I love you so much.
So it's a double for Liverpool because Stephen Graham also won for Help. He didn't think they'd win, though.
No, I'm not being funny, but no one, everyone says we weren't expecting this.
We weren't.
On my ma's life, we weren't expecting this.
Phenomenal cast of young, working-class men who were absolutely outstanding, every single one of them. And it was an absolute joy to be a part of. I just want to say, you know, this is the reason why I wanted to be an actor as a kid, to sell stories which had a social commentary. And the rest of the nominees and the category and all the other people that were nominated, you did some outstanding work. It was powerful productions that you were all a part of. And before it goes to one, I just want to say, this isn't a game of footy. So there shouldn't be a winner or a loser. Do you know what I mean? We're all winners because we're all doing exactly what we want to do.
There should be in the boat there, though. But shout out to the Man City fans.
Outstanding work.
Swami Ma's life.
Outstanding work.
Anton Deck also won. Of course they did.
We were convinced we weren't going to get it this year, so we just came for a bit of a party. So this is a wonderful...
Thank you, guys.
we'll get to you.
We'll get to you.
We'll get to you, you dirty lobster.
This is a really wonderful cherry on the cake. This is for Series 17 of Saturday Night Takeaway, which we did with no studio audience. We were just in there walking around to the sound of our own footsteps, and we were kind of going, is this any good in the commercial break? Is anybody kind of watching this? Is it happening?
Clearly, my friend, this is.
It was.
Congratulations, boys.
So it wasn't even for this year's one. It was for...
17.
The weird one with everyone on the screens. Remember
that? It was weird. Although their Instagram live before they went live with some of that stuff behind the scenes was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, to the last 5 seconds, they're acting the goat and then, we're live, we're on.
So here comes somebody who's looking for some help from an optician's, but not the normal kind of help people looking for.
Thank you for calling up today. It's Emma speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Emma. I'm just ringing about me getting my eyes corrected. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is that something you guys are experts at now?
We are.
Excellent. We've come to the right place, so.
You have indeed. What is it? Do you wear glasses or contact lenses at the moment yourself?
I don't. You see, it's actually, I didn't even know I had this. It's my wife who noticed it.
Okay.
I have this condition. My eyes are too big for my belly. Do you know? It's not going away. So I had like 6 scoops of shepherd's pie, and I could only finish the 3. So my wife said, "You know what you have? Your eyes are too big for your belly. You want to get
well,
that?"
Well, we'll
fixed.
See if we could do that something for you. If we could shrink your eyes, we'll do that for you.
Can you do that? I also have. I didn't notice it as well. My wife noticed it that when I'm going around the supermarket.
Yeah.
I notice all the women. I'm a bit of a roving eye as well, apparently. So if you can correct that.
Oh, of course we can. Yeah, we can do that for you.
Yeah.
We'll just put a couple of patches over both your eyes.
Yeah.
And that should sort you out.
So, like, your patches, and how long will I have to wear the patches to get rid of it? Because, I mean, I can't imagine you'd be able to fix that.
No, if we just stick the patches over your eyes indefinitely, we'll give you a stick to help you walk.
Right.
So then you won't be able to eat, your eyes won't be bigger than your belly, and you won't notice any of the women in the shops.
Well, now, this could do wonders for me marriage, you know, because... Because I get into trouble, you know. It's like I noticed me roving eye developing from the time I was about 16.
Right.
Up to the time I got married, and I couldn't correct it then,
oh,
you know.
Oh, right. We'll just have to go with the patches, so.
But the eyes being too big for me belly, and I mean, when I'm saying my belly's fairly big, you know. So I must have massive eyes. So if I got glasses, it'd probably cost me a fortune, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd go with the patches personally.
Yeah.
It just save you a lot of money. They're quite a cheap option.
Now, is a roving eye similar to a wandering eye?
It's very similar, yeah.
Because I thought
a roving eye, kind of your both eyes would be going the same direction. A wandering eye, you'd have one eye looking at you, one eye looking for you.
Oh, that'd be more of a thing you find down the country, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
No, I think I'm more of a roving man, I think. Right. Well, listen, I'll pop in with me giant eyes and me big belly and me wife.
You'll be able to get in the door now, you will.
Is it double doors you have?
No, it's just the one door now, so you... Jesus, will you be able to get in now?
I'll need my wife to give me a hoosh, but I'll be grand. I'll pop in and see you, so, will I?
Of course, be delighted to see you.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you, so. Love you.
You too, bye.
Bye now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Alan is a previous contestant returning. He got a 9 last time, Nubby.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You're the only person that can say Gavin James let you down.
I know, yeah. Hopefully, no Gavin James questions today.
There isn't.
Well, surely you've been doing your research on him since the day it happened.
Oh, I know everything. I know everything about him now. Yeah.
What was the question about Gavin James? Do you remember?
Oh, it was some song who had a hit. Oh, I can't remember actually.
Okay, right.
It was one of his sneaky ones, was it?
Yeah, one of the sneaky ones. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Gavin James isn't a sneaky one.
I meant you.
Yeah, it wasn't a sneaky question. So, you get regulars, eights and nines.
Yeah, it depends on the day. Yeah, but yeah. Around us.
This is possible then.
We'll be the judge of that.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
How many days are there in 7 weeks?
49.
The company Massey Ferguson is most associated for making what?
Tractor.
Payphone and Moves Like Jagger are songs by what band?
Maroon 5.
Father Dougal and Father Jack shared a house with what other famous priest?
Father Ted Cully.
True or false? If you spell out all the numbers from 1 to 99, there's no letter A's in any of the words.
False.
What is the name of the famous English street artist who keeps his identity a secret?
Banksy.
The Eurovision takes place this week in which European city?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Stockholm. No idea.
Jodie Comer won her second Best Actress BAFTA last night for Help. What show won her the first one?
Killing Eve.
Who did Man City beat 5-0 yesterday?
Newcastle.
And which what Irish actress is known for Bridgerton and Derry Girls? She's a friend of the show.
Her name? No, don't know.
Not going to you.
Can't remember her name.
Nicola Coughlan.
So let's see how you did. Great start. There was 49 tractors or agricultural machinery. They make more than just tractors, you know, Matthew Ferguson.
What else do they make?
Oh, all sorts of any kind of agricultural machines you
do
want.
They?
Yeah. Maroon 5, Father Ted. It's true. If you spell out all the numbers between 1 and 99, there's no letter A in any of those words. It's only when you get to 100 you get your first.
Every day's a school day.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Banksy was right.
From Bristol. Turin is the European city.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
I think that kicks off tomorrow. Is Ireland playing tomorrow? In Turin?
I'll get back to you on
Tuesday,
that.
Tuesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. Newcastle was right, and is Nicola Coughlan. So you got 7 today, Alan.
All right, no, not too bad.
Lower than your average.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Cheers anyway, lads. Thanks a lot.
Good Cheers, luck Alan. Now. Bye-bye.
Right, let's do it, kids. We go, yo.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Indeed, in fact, they are.
Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
Happy birthday, Faye. Faye is 7 today.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Faye.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi, my name's Faye. And if I would change my name would be Farty Knickers.
Farty Knickers. We're asking you, if you could change your name to anything, what would you change it to? Let us know.
Hi, Jim Navanabi. My name is Danny, and if I were to change my name, it would be Pancake Monster.
Pancake Monster.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's
good,
Jeff. Farty Knickers.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Penny, and what my name would be, Whiskers.
Whiskers. Somebody having a meltdown in the background there.
My name is Nathan, and I'll change my name to Super Nathan.
I'm actually a bit of a whisker myself on my cheek there. I didn't want to shave and I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Got a whisker.
Whisker, yeah. And what about Super Nathan? That's pretty good.
Hi, Jim and Abby. What I want my name is going to be Monkey Man, and I would love to climb trees and be a monkey. Bye.
That's a proper superhero.
From Zach.
Monkey Man.
A lot of these are superhero style, yeah. Farty Knickers, Monkey Man.
I don't know if Farty Knickers is a superhero.
Well, it could be a funny superhero.
Hi, Jim and Abby, and my name's Evie Groves, and I will change my name to Dr. Evie Groves. Bye.
Well, you study hard enough and that can happen.
Imagine Dr. Evie Groves. We'll see you now.
My name is Ruby, and I'm 4 years old, and I changed my name to Chloe.
Ah, but Ruby's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice, but just for the crack.
Hi, Jim and Abby.
Hello.
My name is Imogen McNair. Now, I never change my name because my name's very difficult and I like my name as the way it is. It's very cool.
Yes, Imogen. It is, Imogen.
Yes.
Fair play to you. Good for you.
That is a lovely name. Lovely. Can you also wish Ozzie McAvoy and his classmates a brilliant trip to the Gaeltacht in Carrow? They're off today for a week. Is that early? It happens during the summer, no?
A bit early, yeah. Enjoy that, Ozzie.
Say hello to the Bannon tea for us.
So I've seen clips of this and it's frightening. The deep fake that you can do now. So Kendrick Lamar's new video has him deep fake transform into various other celebrities, including Kanye and Will Smith.
How do they do this? Like, what do they use?
It's the deep fake stuff. You know the way there's that guy who does the Tom Cruise stuff, and when he turns into Tom Cruise, his face is Tom Cruise's face. They've used that in this video. And I've seen stills from it and people are going, this is freaky.
Is that like when we use filters of cats on our faces? The same idea, like?
No, it's much more scary because it actually looks like Will Smith.
Right.
Kendrick's face turns into Will's face.
It's in the new video.
I said I do this for my culture to let y'all know what
look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper. Hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pockets. No option if you froze up. I always play the offense. Going to work and selling work, late for work. Working late, praying for work, but he on paperwork. That's the culture. Point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection, they gon' hold ya. The streets got me. Y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us.
Oh yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
I was getting into the groove with that. So celebrities have read their texts from to their moms because it's America. It was Mother's Day in America yesterday, which is quite confusing. Because
was it Australia too?
You might get into a panic. I don't know. Do they do it?
Australia?
Do they have their own one?
It was Australia. Well, yeah.
Australia. Anyway, so you might see people doing Mother's Day, and you might get it. Don't worry,
you didn't forget the card.
Ours is done. So here is on the Jimmy Kimmel Show some celebrities reading messages. Their moms.
Saw you on Drew Barrymore's show. Adorable. Getting ready for your dad's colonoscopy tomorrow. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Sandy. I was rearranging the Valentine flowers today, thinking you always send me so many flowers. The florist must shove so many different flowers in a limited size vase. I'm happy receiving just few flowers with your love, Sandy. Next time when you want to send me flowers, please half size.
Sandra, my mom and I are both really big Game of Thrones fans, but she lives on the East Coast, so we can never watch together. But she did send me this text just about an hour before I watched the season 6 finale. I can't believe they killed Jon Snow.
Oh. That's Kristen Bell.
So
spoiler, man.
Happy times to be a Marvel fan because they've just had Moonlight and Moon Knight, which everyone's raving about. Doctor Strange is out now, the multiverse of madness, all that.
You've got Bendy, yeah.
Ms. Marvel is, we're 1 month away from that, and it's going to debut on Disney Plus. It's a series. And to mark the countdown, Marvel Studios have released a new 1 month teaser for the series, reminding fans that we'll soon be witnessing the beginning of a new Marvel.
Have you ever wanted something so bad? And then it actually happens. But it's not as great as you imagined it.
Kamala, I don't know what's going on with you.
She thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
You are a weirdo. Just know, whatever you are facing, you don't have to do it alone.
Cosmic.
1 month warning.
Sounds good.
On the next Dish of the Dirt, is the golden buzzer rigged?
And you know the way at award ceremonies, the double headers are usually very painful? This is the best one I've ever seen, funny-wise. So this is one of the best things I've seen at the BAFTAs. You know when the two presenters come out to host an award and it can be so stale?
Yeah, and they don't know what they're, you know, they don't know what to say.
And it's all rehearsed and it's terrible and it's just really, really bad. Well, not the case when you get one of the funniest guys on TV, Lee Mack, and another one of the funniest guys on TV. His name is Chris McCausland. Now, Chris, you've seen him on loads of Channel 4 shows. He is blind. And so the two of them come out to host the award. And I think this is just great. So you'll hear Lee Mack and Chris here.
Just to let you know, this is the first time that somebody blind has been asked to present at BAFTA, so Lee is going to tell me my bits from the autocue.
It's a pleasure to be here today at the BAFTAs.
It's a pleasure to be here today at the BAFTAs.
To present the award for female performance in a comedy programme.
To present the award for female...
That was actually my bit.
Oh, sorry, mate. I didn't realise that.
No. We're taking turns.
We are taking turns.
That's just me talking to you.
Got ya.
Right.
Got ya. Who's next?
You are.
I don't know what to say.
That's because I haven't told you yet. The importance of women in comedy cannot be overstated.
I know, that's why we're here. Let's celebrate the women in the comedy.
That's the line you say now. Oh. Yes.
The importance of women in comedy... What was it?
Cannot be overstated.
Cannot be overstated.
So let's take a look... Oh, sorry, that's still your bit, Chris. Sorry.
You serious?
Yes.
Let's take a look is my line.
Ashley Bees and Sterks.
Are they taking the...
Don't. I didn't write it, just say it.
So, let's take a look, apparently. Or,
oh, God.
Listen, I suppose.
At the nominations.
Yeah, you see that one, well. Stop talking.
It was so good. Everybody, when they cut to the crowd, everybody was just laughing their heads off. Aisling B, who was nominated, didn't win.
Wearing a very blue Guna. Very blue.
Her show is fantastic. This Way Up. Very, very funny. Give That's it a go. Motherland
excellent.
Won. Motherland's also a great show.
You'll find that on online this morning if you're looking for that clip to share on.
So there's a fella called Dutch, and he's a TikToker, and he's come up with this way to surefire if you're going to go on a new date with somebody new.
Okay.
You ask them this question, and you find out from this question whether they're trustworthy or not.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the question.
Trustworthy or not. It's early days, you're able to tell this straight away.
You ask this question, and so the question is, do you have any allergies? Right?
Okay.
If they say, yeah, I've got a bit of hay fever, or I don't like dust, or...
Here's my EpiPen.
I'm a bit bad with wheat or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's not a very exciting conversation, is it? I'm actually wheat intolerant.
That's good, right? That means
why?
That means they're honest. If they say no, I don't have any allergies.
Yeah.
You said there's nobody that has nothing. Nobody has like nothing that makes their eyes water or whatever. If they say no, I've never had any allergies. And the reason his case study is This woman.
If you're on a first date and the conversation is, do you have any allergies? Yeah. I'm like,
if they say
sorry,
no.
Sorry, my sister's after falling down the stairs. I have to go.
That's an alarm bell. So he said it's a red flag. He said, so the case study is, he told a friend of his female friend, asked to do the allergy test on your new fella.
Okay.
She did. He said, no, I've no allergies and I never will. Turns out he had 7 other girlfriends and he joined a cult. So there must be something to it.
Allergic to monogamy. Unless it's a big, if it's one of the big ones, if you're allergic to nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could definitely bring that up, I suppose.
Well, just to kind of get to know you type, do you have any allergies? He says this is foolproof.
Yeah, dust really, really upsets my eyeballs.
Well, you would, like, you know, when you're getting to know somebody, that initial chat, you might say, do you have any allergies, do you? If they say yes, you're onto a winner.
I think that might be date number 4 chats.
Well, maybe, yeah. But if you want to know if they're trustworthy to move forward with the relationship.
Yeah, I'm gluten intolerant. Anyway, have you travelled much?
If anyone has a surefire way of asking a question, if there's a question you think would really work, let us know.
Unless, of course, you were eating, which would then again you could definitely bring it up. If something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're allergic to shellfish, don't order the oysters, yeah?
Well, you'd need to know if somebody, if you were getting into a thing, like if they are allergic to nuts, you'd need to make sure that you weren't going to serve them nuts in anything or, you know, keep them away from a cat or whatever it is.
I've no allergies. It's not strange. Well, yeah, but
yeah,
like,
you see,
have you checked?
You must
though?
Have some allergies. It's not that you're strange if you don't have allergies, but everyone has something.
What, like an illness?
You know, everyone is kind of a little bit sensitive to, like, you might a bit of pollen or whatever it is.
I have a touch of asthma sometimes.
Yeah. It's not a very sexy chat.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's not really.
Well, he is swears by it. This lad. And he's on TikTok and his name is Dutch. So,
oh, well then.
Come on.
Yeah, then, absolutely.
Sound logic there, they say. It's a strawberry alarm clock. It's FM4.
When it comes to the DJ world, it's given us Calvin Harris, Carl Cox, and Seamus D.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like that. So, this is Lexi. Lexi is a Jack Russell, lives in a farm in Australia. Lexi can drive the ute. And when
Jack Russell can drive a car.
Yes. When Cam, who is Lexi's owner, he's 21, they live on a 500 acre farm in southwest Victoria. It's near Hamilton. So Cam is in the back of the ute, handing out hay or doing stuff with animals. And a Jack Russell, I swear to God, is, so the car is in drive, so it creeps forward. So there's no acceleration needed.
So Lexi's just holding the steering wheel with their paws.
Yes. And is able to steer. The only problem is when Lexi sees sheep, she starts driving the ute at the sheep to round them up.
Wow.
We're driving down the laneway the other day, just moving a mob of sheep. I thought, now's the time I could, you know, teach a dog to drive, because that's how I learned to drive. Dad just put it in first gear and let it idle along. I was just steering it. And I thought, geez, we got that much time, might as well give Lexi a go. There's no reason she can't do it just because she's a dog. She went all right, and Lexi thinks she's a sheep dog. She's got the right attitude for the role, but her size sort of lets her down a bit. She's about 1/10 the size of a ewe.
Completely unaware of her tiny size, the way that Lexi would do her farm work changed forever one day when she was a puppy after a terrible accident with a ewe.
There's an 80-kilogram ewe in the sheep yards here. Lexi took off after it, and it took off back after her, stood on her leg, and geez, she was yelping. Couldn't chase sheep anymore, but she's recovered since then and she's become a little bit smarter. She'd rather jump into the farm ute and drive that around chasing the sheep. Yeah, it's a lot safer for her, and she's been helping a few jobs around the farm. Dad normally brings out a list of jobs in the mornings on the weekends, and yeah, Lexi and I will go around and do them. Usually when we feed out hay, she steers the ute along while I'm on the back feeding the hay out.
That's so strange. Yeah,
do you have to be a little bit insane to be on the back of a ute letting a dog? And genuinely, the dog is in charge of the car.
Yeah, so the dog has the hind paws on the seat and it's up against the steering wheel with the front paws and... steering a ute.
There's also, she operates a tractor and other farm machinery. I know dogs are clever, but that is just unbelievable.
That is mad.
Now again, it's not going very fast, but still.
And it's a big empty field, so there's nobody around. So
imagine you go to the pub, you can ring Lexi and say, can you come around and pick us
You're
up?
You're designated Lexi.
That's kind of mad. True story from Australia. It's F104. The Batman. Have you seen The Batman? Whether you're waiting to, I don't know, watch on your 80-inch... there is a place called Gotham City. It's not real. It's imaginary.
So you can't go there, even if you're little Tony.
Good morning, Travel Matters. Sylvia speaking. How can I help?
Good morning. It's Tony speaking.
Sorry?
My name is Tony, and I'm looking to book a holiday to go away.
Okay, how can I help?
I was just wondering, how much is a holiday to go away? Going to Gotham City?
You're looking to go...
Gotham. Gotham City.
Gotham City?
Gotham City, yeah.
And how long for?
I'm looking to go for 2 weeks.
Have you been giving some quotes already?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, I can't advise you over the phone, so I can take your details and look into it for you. Well, how many people is it for?
It'd be me and my pal Billy.
You and your pal Billy?
Yeah. Going to Gotham City for 2 weeks.
We don't really specialise in that area.
Do you go near anywhere near Gotham?
What other areas you have in mind?
Narnia.
Sorry?
Narnia is near it.
I can't...
Narnia.
Okay, sorry, no, we don't do this area at all.
You don't do Narnia? But no. You do Gotham City though, yeah?
No, we don't.
But do you do anywhere near Gotham City? And like, it'd be like Ryanair, if we can land somewhere and then go get a train up to Gotham.
I'm just looking, but okay. I wouldn't be able to advise you on that.
Okay.
So, you want to go to Gotham City, right?
Yeah.
And stay in Gotham City?
Want to stay in Gotham City, yeah.
Okay, and is it for 2 weeks at the end of August, did you say?
Yeah, please. I want to stay in the Bruce Wayne Hotel.
Brisbane Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, and what would be your preferred airlines to fly with?
Robinair.
What did you say?
Robinair? Yeah. They're jokers. I was there before, it was brilliant.
Do you want to speak to my colleague?
Yeah, okay.
Gotham City. Yeah.
So it's Batman?
Yeah.
She's winding you up.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a wind-up call. It's a prank.
Hi, sorry, we won't be able to help you on this occasion.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
I love you. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.